It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, January 9th, 2023. While the marine weather continues to be what it is, I guess, just our winter weather, we have a series of fronts that are going to move through our coastal waters. One will arrive today, the next tomorrow, and there could be 20 to 30 foot seas Thursday into Friday from some weather that's arriving. So we've just got that. The weather that we have this time of year. We have a hazardous seas warning through this morning. We have a gale warning for later this morning through this evening. So the weather's kind of calmed down a bit overnight, but it's going to ramp up again today. So we're going to have east-southeast winds gusting to 35, moving to the south. Seas up to about 15 feet at about 13 seconds apart. But the Columbia River Bar has been on either red or yellow status over the past few days, depending on what's happening. It was on yellow status yesterday, and it may kind of remain that way through the week because the conditions are just sort of up and down as these storms arrive. So that means that some ships may have to wait for better weather to cross the Columbia River Bar. So our ship schedule may be a little bit uneven compared to what I have written down here that I'm going to share with you today as today's ship schedule. So far today, we have 3 inbounders. We have 7 outbound ships, and we have 6 in the Astoria anchorage. All those ships are awaiting orders. All the anchored ships are all awaiting orders. We have a pretty good distribution from this morning through this evening of ships coming and going if they all are able to go on time. So if you'd like to see the ship schedule today, you can go to my website at shipreport.net. You can also find a podcast of this program there, and I'll also post links to the ship schedule and the podcast on my Ship Report Facebook page. Well, we're having our usual one storm after another wintry coastal weather, and I'm afraid that's going to continue for a bit. The good news is that our current crop of storms all seem to be coming to us from further south in the Pacific Ocean, so our temperatures should at least remain moderate this week. So since we are having the usual wind and rain, today I wanted to talk about wind. Now, I like to go outside a lot and take walks, and I know a lot of other people around here do too. Or maybe ride bicycles or whatever it is that you use to get around. When I'm outside, I'm usually taking in the environment around me, trying to notice things. And there's usually a lot going on outside if you take the time to look and notice and feel. Yesterday, when I took a walk around the south slope of Astoria, the predominant thing I noticed was the wind. And there was a lot to notice. And I think because we, in general, are inside so much as humans, that we tend to underestimate the wind. We sort of compare the wind speed in our minds maybe to a speed we might travel at in, say, a car or a truck. And say 30, 25, 35, even 40 miles per hour seems pretty slow to us. But when it comes to wind, it can pack quite a punch even though the numbers seem low. It was windy on Sunday when I went for my walk. I saw the trees waving about, and I thought, that looks kind of windy, but let's see what it's like when I get out there. What I saw when I got out there and walked toward the river was essentially what a gale looks like in terms of its effect on my surroundings. So essentially, the Beaufort wind scale in action. I'll talk about more about that in a minute. Now, I had checked the land-based weather forecast and conditions for Astoria before I went out, and it looked like winds were gusting to about 14 miles per hour. I'm not sure where in town this was measured, but it must have been in a relatively calm place. But then I looked at the marine weather forecast and saw that there was a gale warning happening and that gusts of up to 35 knots were possible. 35 knots is equal to about 40 miles per hour. Since I was in the South Slope and Uniontown area of town. If you know Astoria, you know that that part of the hill is sort of the prow of the ship that is our town, and that those neighborhoods almost always seem to be facing into the winds that come off the ocean. And sure enough, when I got a clear view of the mouth of the river, the trees were really thrashing around in the wind. They were making odd kind of unsettling sounds, like big movement was happening up above me. So the South Slope area really takes the hit with the winds here generally. But if you drove or walked somewhere else in town, you might find it very calm because the trees in the hillside are blocking the wind for you. But what does this mean for you or me as a person walking around town or even driving a car in those winds? Well, I did a little research on this, and I found a civil engineering website that had an article about the effects of wind on pedestrians. The site is called Structville.com, S-T-R-U-C-T-ville.com, and the article is entitled Effects of Trees on Wind Comfort of Pedestrians. In the article, they say that wind speeds of 10 meters per second, that's about 22 miles per hour, can be uncomfortable for pedestrians, and 15 meters per second, or about 34 miles per hour, can be outright dangerous. Turns out, I was outside in conditions much closer to the 34 miles per hour and maybe higher. So here I am out walking in what feels like some pretty big gusts to me, in a situation in which out in the ocean it's blowing a gale, but I'm feeling okay about it so far and I'm just kind of watching things. Then all of a sudden I heard a snap and a crash behind me, and across the street a big limb had broken off a tree and landed in the driveway of a house. This made me decide to route my walk away from the windy neighborhood I was in, and in a very short time I was safely on a street where the wind was blocked by trees and houses, and it was pretty calm. But what I noticed there is that the Beaufort wind scale is really pretty darn accurate even to this day, even though it was created in 1805. On the Beaufort wind scale, our winds yesterday were a gale, so force 8 out of a possible 12. The effects on land of this type of wind, according to the Beaufort wind scale, is that twigs and branches are broken off trees by the wind, and I saw that for sure, as well as twigs and small branches on the ground. And if I had not been able to quickly walk to a place that was less windy than where I started, I would have chosen to go back inside, because if one big branch can fall, others can too, and it seemed like it might have been too risky to continue. But luckily, Astoria has lots of nooks and crannies that are protected from the wind, and so I had a nice walk anyway, but not in the windy part of town where gale force winds were blowing. As far as vehicles and wind, since much of our time outside is spent in vehicles of one sort or another, wind can be a big factor for driving locally in places like the New Youngs Bay Bridge and the Astoria Megler Bridge. So a bit about vehicles and wind. According to the National Weather Service, driving conditions can become difficult for high-profile vehicles. That's things like campers, trucks, trailers, anything that has a big profile to the wind, so a lot of wind resistance. When wind reaches 30 to 45 miles per hour, that can make driving difficult for these vehicles. When wind speeds hit 40 to 58 miles per hour, and that's the low end of what we were experiencing yesterday, driving becomes more difficult for even smaller profile vehicles and even more dangerous for larger vehicles. So during some of those gusts yesterday, people on those bridges or in other exposed areas where it was windy might have had to hold on to the steering wheel a little tighter during gusts. So the moral of this story is that it doesn't have to be blowing a hurricane out there to be dangerous to people and vehicles. So take that into consideration when we have these winter storms, which end up being sort of our winter normal, that some days might not be ideal for a walk or even a drive if you don't have to go out. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.